Women in the menopause transition are losing 2 to 3% of bone density per year, along with the loss of lean muscle mass. Our bones and our muscles give us strength, stability, flexibility, and are metabolically active, keeping us youthful. In fact, the muscles are our key to longevity. Thanks to the brilliant guest experts I've had on the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, I understand the importance of getting enough protein daily to build lean muscle and maintain bone density. I can struggle to eat enough protein daily. Even when I was eating protein at every meal, I still wasn't getting enough. So I take Keon Aminos daily to support and supplement my diet. Keon Aminos ensures that you are getting the essential amino acids from protein your body needs to build muscle and keep energetic and strong. Keon Aminos is clean source, transparent formula that gets mixed into water and tastes good. It is suitable for all diets and is gluten and dairy free. When I take Keon Aminos, I feel satisfied, full, and hydrated. It keeps sugar cravings at bay. My mental health is better, and I sleep better. I feel strong and ready for whatever might come my way. Strong, flexible, healthy, for my whole life is my aim. If you would like to supplement protein intake with Keon Aminos, please visit getkeon.com/lovely, where Keon is offering 20% off for the listeners of the show. That's getkeon, GETKION.com/lovely for 20% off your order of Keon Aminos. Thanks, Keon.
Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, making hormones make sense with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
Hello, ladies. Dr. Fiona Lovely from Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast. I hope everyone's doing well. It's been a hell of a week, hasn't it? Some might say a few weeks. It's been just over a week since we decided to close the clinic for patient care and sort of changed profoundly the way I spend my time quite suddenly. And I know a lot of you are feeling that too. I know that there's a lot of homeschooling going on. Potentially your children are at school at home at the same time you are working from home. You may have spouses or family members, perhaps parents that you're concerned with and for. And I know a lot of the ladies I've talked to in my clinic, in my patient space, are saying that they're doing not only the groceries for themselves, but for their aging parents and sick family members too. So in one sense, we have been given the gift of time. And in the other sense, for some of you, it will be a lot more juggling. At the same time, you're trying to socially distance, potentially isolate, try to stay healthy. Like, oh my God, how many times in a day can you wash your damn hands? I happen to know it's a lot. You know, in my clinic space, I'm washing or was washing even more than usual. So I am thinking a great deal about our healthcare teams, the doctors and nurses and technicians that are keeping the hospitals and acute care running. And I am so deeply grateful for the work they're doing and the stories that we're hearing about how they're sacrificing their own well-being simply because there is not enough personal protective equipment available. So I was recently speaking with a friend locally here who is a dentist, and she's telling me she can't even get the protective equipment she needs necessary to do emergencies in her practice, which is also shut down. So it's a bit of a scary time, and you can get sucked into that. And I'm hoping that today I can bring you some tips that will hopefully resonate from a trusted provider in a time where we have so much noise and there's so much fear. Let's see if I can bring you something useful. So let's get to it here. So I'm kind of going with a five tips for supporting health, five things to avoid to stay well, and five supplements you can take to help your immune system work well and for you to stay well during this stressful time. So let me dive right in. So five supplements for staying well. Okay, here's the deal with the supplements. These are really general tips, and but you have to know your own health issues. If you have autoimmune issues or chronic health issues, make sure you're checking with your provider or your healthcare practitioner first before you start taking any of these. Okay. So vitamin D, we want that to be in a liquid form, and you want to take 5,000 international units a day. So liquid format would be typically that would be 5 drops, and it's really easy to take that one. And certainly you want D3. You also want to take probiotics. So what probiotics are, and I know that you, those of you that have listened to the podcast are really aware of probiotics because I'm quite fond of talking about them. So basically they're healthy gut bugs that you take in a powdered form or a capsule form that will offer your immune system some support. There's a lot of things they do, but in this case, what we're really looking for is that immune support. Just as an aside, also make sure you're eating fermented foods if you can tolerate them. Again, some autoimmune disorders cannot tolerate fermented foods. So that would be pickles and sauerkraut and kimchi, etc. Those foods have natural bacteria on them, and that's something you want in your system as well. So vitamin C is another thing you want to take. Vitamin C, you want to take 2,000 milligrams a day. Buffered is best. Magnesium glycinate. So there's many different forms of magnesium on the market. They all have specific functions, and the one I'm interested in sharing with you is glycinate, G-L-Y-C-I-N-A-T-E. 200 to 300 milligrams at night before bed. It helps you release your day. It relaxes smooth muscle. So it can it's a really nice, gentle way to boost the quality of your sleep. And number five is the omega fats or fish oil. So you want to be taking 1,000 milligrams of EPA and 1,000 milligrams of DHA, ideally per day. That's DHA. So if you're vegetarian, then you'll be doing only EPA, but if you're not, then the balance is actually what we're looking for. And that's going to be somewhere between typically a teaspoon to 2 teaspoons a day, or up to 6 capsules. Again, check your supplement. Also, make sure that your fish oil is from a clean source. It should say so on the label. Now, I want to wrap up the supplement section of this podcast by saying we have a bit of a belief that if something a little bit is good, then a whole lot must be really good. And I just want to tell you that more is not better in the case of supplements. You can get sick. So just stick to the recommendations I've given you here, and it's a good foundation. So next, I want to go over some supportive habits, and I'm going to give you 5. Of course, there are more. This is not a comprehensive list, but I think we're all a little bit overwhelmed with information right now. So I wanted to keep this fairly doable and simple. So here's the ones I think are the most important. Number one, keep a routine sleep schedule, even on the weekend. That means going to bed at the same time, getting up at the same time, excuse me, every morning. It's going to help you feel like you're having a purpose, that you're not just, as Oprah would say, a schlumpadinka at home. In your, well, for me, it's yoga pants and a tie-dye t-shirt. Whatever, it's going to be something different for you. Something else to note about the sleep hygiene is that if you have the luxury of time now and you have accumulated a sleep debt, the way you wish to repay that is by adding more hours before midnight. That's when you repay that debt, not sleeping in the morning. So you're far better off, let's say, if you normally go to bed at 11 and you're up by 7, keep that 7 o'clock in the morning wake-up time, but go to bed at 9 and then you add two more hours or 10, or, you know, it'll take you some time to get to that place. But, you know, and avoiding your tablet and phone or laptop, computer, or even your television for at least an hour before bed helps that natural release of melatonin so that you can fall asleep easily. Number two supportive habit would be to connect with the people around you. I don't know about you guys, but I've spent a lot of time on Zoom this week, a lot of FaceTiming, a lot of text messages, a lot of emails. There's just been a lot of connecting with people, which is great. Of course, I miss the face-to-face. Of course, I miss hugs terribly. I'm definitely that extroverted hugger. So there'll be some time to catch up soon enough. But really, reach out to your people. And if you have an intuition that somebody may be needing some help, reach out to them anyways. I just think this is one of the best ways we can stay healthy is by taking care of each other. And look, the whole entire planet is in this together. How often do we see that? Like times of war. The last time I remember this kind of vibe was in the days after September 9/11. September 2001. And, you know, look at how people came together for each other in that time. We're still talking about it. So literally what we're in right now is the history that we will talk about for the rest of our lives. And I know for me, it's important that, you know, time will judge us, right? And I think it's really important to listen to what the authorities have said about social distancing and self-isolation and shelter in place and all of those things we've heard, and just be on the right side of that for sure. Anyways, number three, get sunshine and fresh air daily. Number four, eat well. Like, keep on your good food routine. Just because you can eat the chips or the chocolate all day doesn't mean you should, and there's good reason for that, which I'll talk about here in a minute. Make sure you're getting your protein, your healthy fats, and then your carbs, eating natural food, fruits and veggies. And wow, there's a lot of the grocery stores in my area have really risen to the occasion and are doing deliveries, or you can pick up outside the grocery store. You don't even have to go in. You just order online and then you go pick it up. I think it's great. I think even Costco is doing that. Okay, and finally, for supportive habits, get some movement daily. Have you noticed all the fun videos on social of like people doing a yoga class or dancing with their kids, or even the free workouts? I just read this morning that Chris Hemsworth is doing like free workout video and you can join him anytime. So I don't know, I'd have a hard time staying focused on that one, doing my exercises. Anyways, there's lots of opportunity. Get outside and walk. I know people are, all those crazy memes about the dogs being walked 6 times a day are quite funny. Anyways, just get out, get in the sunshine, get some fresh air, do a yoga class, dance with your spouse or your kids. You really, there's just no excuse to not do it. Okay, so 5 things to avoid to stay well. Number one, negative news or negative people. So it's really easy to get sucked into the fear of all of this, the uncertainty. Hell yes, our governments, our economies are going to take some time to recover. Of course that's going to happen. Some of you, like me, have lost your income. And it's one of those things where you go, well, I could worry about it, or I could make use of the time and stay calm. For me, the word I'm using is surrendered, because there's really nothing I could do about it. And anything I could think I could do would just give me more stress than just taking advantage of the time I've been given. So that's how I'm looking at it. Try not to spend too much time watching the news. Of course, this is such a fluid situation. Check in probably a couple of times a day, give you everything you need, and move on after that. Be careful around your junk food. So actually two and three kind of go together here. So it turns out that sugar not only increases inflammation, but it also decreases your immunity, and they've measured that for up to 4 hours after you have sugar. So really, now is not the time to tuck into all of those junk foods that may give you comfort. And I know this one I've had to remind myself of daily, for sure. So avoid sleeping in and staying up late. Again, that sleep hygiene, that sleep schedule is so critical to keeping you feeling well. And avoid dehydration. Now, this is either coming from you just not drinking enough water, or you spending a little too much time drinking alcohol and not recovering the water that you need to drink every day. So 2 to 3 liters of water itself every day. Now, that's just water, and herbal tea counts in that as well. So, but anything else, alcohol, coffee, pop, you shouldn't be drinking that anyways. Those things all will tend towards dehydration, especially have caffeine in them. So, you know, the other thing about dehydration is keeping your membranes moist. That's your mucous membranes in your nose and your mouth, your throat. Those are areas that will be picking up virus that is left around. Hopefully not. But turns out that virus tends to actually not, let's see, what's the best way to say that? Virus doesn't like a moist environment. So bacteria does, but virus turns out does better in a dry environment. Go figure. So, and there's some neat research about that. Okay, my final bit of advice to you, ladies, is just to get still. Slow down. After asking and trying to figure, asking for more time and trying to figure out how to clear your plate so you could have more space for yourself, like that, we've been given it. Do less. Be grateful for the time we've been given. Get quiet and listen. Now, my preferred way of doing that is I meditate. I use a guided meditation. I've got a number of them I might use. And then I'll spend quiet time after my mind is still to meditate and listen. Breathe deeply. Again, it doesn't have to be a fancy meditation. It can be a quiet moment where you take 10 deep breaths. That's a meditation too. Stare out the window and let your mind wander. Just like you did when you were a kid. You know, isn't that interesting how, look, chances are if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably Generation X. And we were the original free-range kids. Like, we were left alone to basically do our own stuff when we were kids. And because of that, we're really good at boredom. Boredom makes for innovation. Innovation makes for thinking new things into being. And I think that's a really good way to look at it. And, you know, when I get into those moments of fear, the first thing I do is just bring myself back to the present, literally in this moment. Do you have clothes on your back and a roof over your head? Do you have socks on your feet and food in the fridge and hot running water? Be grateful for all of those things. In this moment, you are safe. And that's all you need to know. That might change in the future, but you can't think your way into or out of it. But you can think your way into getting really sick. So stay present. That's my best piece of advice. Get still, slow down, breathe, stay present. I'm so glad I could have the time with you today. Undoubtedly, there are new podcast episodes coming because guess what? I got some time now. So if there are episodes you would like to hear from me, if there are topics you would like me to cover, There's a couple of ways you can get a hold of me. First, my website is drlovely.com. That's drlovely.com. And there's a submit questions form there that comes to my email. And you can also go to the Facebook page for this podcast. When you're in Facebook, it's at Not Your Mother's Menopause Podcast. I like to think I'm pretty active on that page. I do post Facebook Lives on a regular basis, although now that I'm not in drag, maybe a little less frequently. I don't know, or maybe you get to see me in natural form. I don't know. Anyways, so those are some ways you can get a hold of me. You can direct message me on that podcast page. So I send you love. Please, everyone, stay healthy. Listen to the authorities and stay home, and be well until next time.
The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you. Women in the menopause transition are losing 2-3% of bone density per year, along with the loss of lean muscle mass. Our bones and our muscles give us strength, stability, flexibility, and are metabolically active, keeping us youthful. In fact, the muscles are our key to longevity. Thanks to the brilliant guest experts I've had on the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, I understand the importance of getting enough protein daily to build lean muscle and maintain bone density. I can struggle to eat enough protein daily. Even when I was eating protein at every meal, I still wasn't getting enough. So I take Keon Aminos daily to support and supplement my diet. Keon Aminos ensures that you are getting the essential amino acids from protein your body needs to build muscle and keep energetic and strong. Keon Aminos is clean source, transparent formula that gets mixed into water and tastes good. It is suitable for all diets and is gluten and dairy free. When I take Keon Aminos, I feel satisfied, full, and hydrated. It keeps sugar cravings at bay. My mental health is better, and I sleep better. I feel strong and ready for whatever might come my way. Strong, flexible, healthy, for my whole life is my aim. If you would like to supplement protein intake with Keon Aminos, please visit getkeon.com/lovely, where Keon is offering 20% off for the listeners of the show. That's getkeon, GetKeon.com/lovely for 20% off your order of Keon Aminos. Thanks, Keon.